Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Michal Areini Kaparas Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We are in Melachim Beis and we are in Perek Beis, one of the most interesting Perakim in all of Sefer Melachim. In this, we watch the transition from Eliyahu Hanavi to Elisha and Elisha's first steps forward. So we begin the Perek, where Hashem tells Elisha that he's going to take him up to Shamayim. So Elisha starts heading out to Beita. Eliyahu starts heading out to Beita with Elisha in tow. And the other Nevi'im, they pass, call out to them, saying, "Gee, don't you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking Adonecha from you? He's taking your Adon away." And Elisha says, I know, so be quiet. The Targum points out that these B'nei HaNevi'im, these other prophets, are Talmidim of Eliyahu HaNavi. Of course, they work in two different places that Eliyahu HaNavi seems to go, Beit El and Yericho. How did they know? And so the Radak points out that they figured it out through Nevuah, and so the fact that they have the Nevuah that Elisha doesn't seem to have off the bat, because they refer to Eliyahu as Adonecha, your master, not our master, seems to suggest that he's of perhaps a slightly different level, but still, he's the one who hangs out with Eliyahu. He ultimately becomes the replacement. So Eliyahu asks Elisha to stay behind in Gilgal, and he asks him to stay in Yericho. Constantly keeps asking him. He says, "How come you're trying to come with me?" And he tries to dissuade him, and Rashi says the reason why is because Kavod Hashem Hester Dabar, that there's a certain issue of tznius over here, that God prefers to do things in a more quiet way. But the Rabbag offers a different interpretation. He says he wanted to prepare Elisha for a certain traumatic experience. And so you have to sort of be ready for it, and he wants to cajole him to be ready. Whatever it is, Elisha says, absolutely no way. So they come to the Yarden, and they had picked up 50 Nevi'im, the B'nai HaNevi'im at this point in time. And so Elio takes his cloak, and he has it strike the Jordan, the Yarden, and the Yarden splits, so he and Elisha could cross, the others don't. And of course, what's up with the splitting of the Yarden? So Rabbi Jachter, in his book, suggests that Eliyahu was showing Elisha was the understanding that there are going to be times in life where you're going to be going at it alone, and you have to be ready to be able to maintain that situation. And so you have to be ready to handle challenges on the path if you're going to be the leader. So Eliyahu asks Elisha, he says, "What can I give you?" And Elisha says, "Please do me a favor. I'd like to have pishnayim beruchacha Eli. I would like to have a double portion of whatever you have." What kind of chutzpah is that? So the Rabbag turns around and he says, "No, it's not a chutzpah. Whatever you have, I want a double portion of what it is, like a bechor." He doesn't want to take twice the amount of the teacher, right? What he wants is what comes from the parent. He wants the majority, the additional portion. The Radak says, no, he's going to go ahead and ask for a double level of miracle. Whatever you have, right? Whatever you have, I'd like to be able to do twice as much. So Eliyahu HaNavi says, "Gee, that's a tough thing to ask for. If you see me when you're taken away, when I'm taken away, then you know that it's going to be granted." And why is that? And so, again, Rabbi Jachter throws the suggestion on the table that sometimes, in order for a person to know if he's reached a certain level, he has to develop a sight beyond sight. He has to be able to understand that he sees beyond the reality of the moment, then he knows that he's living in a different plane. So while they're walking together, a fiery chariot that's drawn by fiery horses comes down and separates them. And then Eliyahu is carried up to Shamayim in a whirlwind. A whirlwind where we're not even sure if he died or not. The Radak holds that he died and that his body split from his soul. But the Abar Menel says, "No way, Jose." Whatever it is, the cloak of Eliyahu falls to the ground and Elisha cries out and tears his clothing. And he declares, "Avi, Avi, Recheb Yisrael Parashav." A very famous statement we often hear when great people die. My father, the chariot of Israel and its leader. In other words, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says Yes, on the one hand, Eliyahu HaNavi led the people. On the other hand, when necessary in other situations, he would back people up, including Ahav, who was out to get him. But still notwithstanding, he felt he had a responsibility to lead. Rechav Yisrael uParashav. So, whatever happens, when he gets back to the Yarden, Elisha picks up the cloak, and he hits the Yarden, and he says, "Where are the Nevi'im, the Bnei HaNevi'im, turn around." And he says first, "Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Eliyahu?" The waters split, just as they did for Eliyahu. The 50 Nevi'im saw this, and they knew that Hashem had appointed Elisha to take over for Eliyahu. So then they go to look for Eliyahu, but Elisha says, "Don't bother." So they pressed the issue until Elisha said, "Okay, go look." But for 3 days they didn't find him, and Elisha said, "I told you so." Once Eliyahu was gone, the commentaries point out, the Bnei HaNevi'im were lost, and they really turned back into trying to figure out where their next step was supposed to be, and so they kept moving. Sometimes in life we have to accept the reality, and once we accept it, then we're ready to move on. So the people of Jericho ask Elisha for help. Their problem was that their water went bad, and the people were dying. And so Elisha requests a jar filled with salt, a brand new one. And he takes the jar filled with the salt, and he throws it into the water, and all of a sudden the water became purified. Of course, normally salt spoils water for drinking, and now, take a look, it had the ability to clarify. Elisha leaves Jericho to return to Betel, and some of the youths come running up and start taunting him, calling him Kareach, Ale Kareach, Ale Kareach. It's ironic. Eliyahu HaNavi was the one who was described in yesterday's parak as a Baal Seyar, and as Talmud Elisha is known as a bald, or as I like to say, follically challenged individual. So Elisha curses them, and two bears come out of the woods, and they tear these youths apart. So the Mefarshim explain that perhaps this was an overreaction. The Gemara in Sota says Elisha gets punished for this with a serious illness. Whatever the case, Elisha goes to Har HaKarmel, where Eliyahu had defeated the prophets, the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and from there he goes to Shomron, the capital of Malchus Yisrael, and we're going to see that it becomes his role at this point to step up and handle the spiritual side of Malchus Yisrael. We'll continue when we move on to Parak Gimel tomorrow, but in the meantime, everybody have a great day.